worship. We are glad that you found your way here to this worshiping community. You can take a look about how we are church together. Your bulletin has announcements about worship and fellowship, mission and learning opportunities. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder at the communion table following worship to receive any questions that you might have. Tom, I think we're getting some feedback out of those speakers. All right. While Tom keeps working on the feedback there, I think that's a little better. Just one announcement that we have a special called meeting of the congregation scheduled for July 28th, and Sherry has an announcement with a little bit more information about that day. Our minds, our voices together in a time of worship.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having us be your guest worship people today. We're going to all worship together. We are the No Name Band. Just wanted to bring your attention to this first song. There's a word in the song that people aren't real familiar with. The word is dross or dross, however you want to pronounce it. And it has to do with, you know, if you're a jeweler, you'd be familiar with this, but most people aren't. And what it has to do is the removal of impurities during the refining process of silver and gold. And in the Bible, that's referred to as the refiner's fire. And you'll find information about that in Zechariah 13, 8 through 9. And I recommend that you do a little back study on that because it's very interesting. I just wanted to inform you of that.
Start a fire in me. Let the flames run free. Burn away the dross. Holy fire of God. Start a fire in me. Let the flames run free. Burn away the dross. Holy fire of God. So let it begin. Let it be new. Let me be used for your sake. Giving glory to your name, I can live, knowing that you reside in my heart. Oh Lord, you are the fire of God. Start a fire in me. Let the flames run free. Burn away the dross, holy fire of God. So let it begin, let it be new. Reside in my heart, oh Lord, you are the fire. So let it begin, let it be new. Let me be used for your sake, giving glory to your name. I can live knowing that you reside in my heart, oh Lord, you are the fire. The fire of God. The fire of God. The fire of God. Fire of God.
For the call to worship printed in your bulletin. Come, let us celebrate the one who calls us to love and speak truth to power. No one can stop us from speaking the truth. We are called to love and defend our brothers and sisters who suffer in silence. No one can stop us from speaking the truth. We must rise up, stand up, and speak up for righteousness. No one can stop us from speaking the truth. Come, let us celebrate together the power to love and speak the truth. We are ready to worship our God, who is still speaking. No one can stop us now. Our opening hymn is not in your hymnal, so you can close it and put it back. We are changing the opening hymn. You'll find it, hopefully, in your bulletin. It is an insert. It is called, O God, You Give Us Neighbors. This was written by Carolyn Winfrey Gillette, who is a Presbyterian minister serving here in the great state of New York. This hymn is being shared far and wide, not only amongst Presbyterian congregations, but many other denominations in response to the concentration camps on the southern border of our country. And so we sing together, recognizing the Gospel of Luke, that God welcomes and loves all neighbors. Let us sing together.
morning. How is everybody today? Tired. Oh, we are. Commission a group. Do you have any guesses? What does it mean to commission a group? You don't know either? I didn't think you would. Oh, I think it's a commissioning is a time in the worship service where the congregation, that's all of you together, specially give a group a task or a job. And the task we are going to give to our junior high friends and adult leaders is taking God's love to the city of Rochester and trying to help our neighbors. We're trying to help our neighbors wherever they go. I'm going to be calling this special group of people forward and reading the commissioning to them. And one of your responses to the questions that I'm going to ask is if you will support them this week by praying for them, is we will. Okay, let's practice that. How about it? Okay? So I'm going to say something and you're going to respond, we will. Will you pray for our junior high friends this week as they work hard to help others? If so, please respond, we will.
We will.
Oh, good. That was good. Okay. So now let's do the commissioning for real and invite the junior high work project participants and advisors forward. Come on up. And that means even adults if you're helping for one day. There's a big group. We've got 12 youth and 6 adults participating this week. It's an amazing group. All right, so you guys get a front seat. So you can sit down, Freya. You can sit down. You're going to watch. You're going to watch. Okay, sit down. All right. Tomorrow we embark on an adventure that will bring us closer to people. No, you too. Sit. You're all getting timeouts when we get home. Sit with Melissa. Here, sit. No cake. All right. Yep, you're losing your cookies. Okay. We're just going to ignore them now. Thanks. Tomorrow, let's try this again. Tomorrow we embark on an adventure that will bring us closer to people and situations that might be different from our everyday lives. Together we will serve at Salem Soup Kitchen, Harbor House, and we will accompany the young at heart who live at the Unity Senior Home to their yearly carnival. We will help bring beauty to the gardens at Taproot Collective and worship together at Rock Salt. Together, we will use our strength and determination to show love to our brothers and sisters around Rochester. Will you pledge to be faithful workers, eager and willing to learn from the people you meet? If so, please say, we will. The Bible teaches us that all humankind are our neighbors. As you serve, you will also be building relationships with your neighbors, each other, and with the people who are helping you. Will you seek to learn from each other, be patient and open to God's Spirit in your time with each other? If so, please say, we will. Advisors, will you serve with dedication and encouragement, supporting, where am I? Supporting each other as together you become a mission team that reflects God's peace, advisors. If so, please say we will. Youth, will you respect your elders as they work to care for you and support each other as you connect your hearts with God's kingdom? Youth, if so, please say we will. Thank you. Congregation, will you pray for this mission team as they represent Gates Presbyterian Church and service around the city of Rochester, and be ready to hear about their experiences when they return? If so, please say we will.
We will.
Thank you. Let us pray. Loving God, who journeys with us in all times and all places, be with our team as we journey and serve in Rochester. Help this group of youth and adults to recognize that your Spirit is working here in our city. Fill us with energy, determination, and humility so that we can serve how Jesus served and love the people we meet the way Jesus loved them. Keep us safe and in good health. Open us to the wonders of your love so that we can share your shalom with everyone we meet. May your grace be ever with us, and may our week of ministry glorify you. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, you may be seated. Let's go. You're going to Aunt's. No.
Features Christine Cook, a lifetime member, and from what I heard today, even before she was like carried in her mother's womb in here. Wow. So she's our guest worship leader, singer in the band today.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, and through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you, God. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
am so glad that she shared that distinction between pity and compassion, because this next song is very special to this band. What we do, we're not only a rock and roll band that plays fundraisers for cancer and for the Wounded Warrior Project, stuff like that. We're involved with that, but we also have a ministry where we play praise and worship music at the Open Door Mission every other month. And we've been doing this for years. And you can draw that distinction with these people that are at the Open Door, the difference between our pity on them and our compassion for them. And having compassion, we've witnessed these people's lives being changed at the Open Door Mission. And I just want to encourage you folks to support them. It's very important. This particular song also has a, you know, what is it? Double entendre, is that the word for double meaning? Okay, for us, privately, the band, it's called I Am Free. Jesus not only frees us from our sin and promises us eternal life, God is still in the healing business. He answers prayers. And this band personally has experienced it. Tom Arcara back there on drums, one of your church members, he had a heart transplant done 14 years ago, and he's a survivor. This guy standing next to me, his name is Steve Lake. He had prostate cancer just this past year. He's cancer-free right now. And I've been fighting small cell lung cancer since 2016. I'm cancer-free. He frees us in many, many ways. That's all I got to say. It's called I Am Free. It was done by the Newsboys back in the 90s. The blind will see. It's to you the mute will sing. It's to you the dead will rise. It's to you all hearts will praise. It's to you the darkness flees. It's to you my heart screams, I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free to run.
I am free to run.
I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free.
I am free.
Yes, I am free.
I am free.
To you the kingdom comes. To you the battle's won. To you I'm not afraid. To you the price is paid. To you there's victory. Because of you my heart sings, I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free to run.
I am free to run.
I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free.
I am free.
Yes, I am free.
I am free. Thank you.
Through you the kingdom comes, through you the battle's won. Through you I'm not afraid, through you the price is paid. Through you there's victory, because of you my heart sings, I am free.
I am free.
Yes, I am free.
I am free.
I am free to run.
I am free to run.
And I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
I am free.
Who the sun sets free is free indeed. 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 I am free to run.
I am free to run.
I am free to dance.
I am free to dance.
I am free to live for you.
I am free to live for you.
Yes, I am free.
I am free.
Yes, I am free.
Yes, I am free.
Time of worship together. We gather our prayers of joy, our prayers of concern. If you have a prayer that you'd like to share, raise your hand and usher will bring a microphone to you. Please make sure you let us know who you are and share your prayer with us.
Kate Stanford. I just wanted to share the news that my neighbor did come home from the hospital yesterday, so thank you for the prayers. She does need to continue to have prayers as she continues her battle with cancer. She is quite weak.
Continued prayers for your neighbor, Kate.
Beth Molina, I have a joy to share. My daughter, Rachel, who's in town at the moment, has accepted a position to teach kindergarten students in Virginia.
Congratulations. Great prayer of joy. Any other prayers today? Oh, see one more.
Chris Arcara, and I just have a joy. Ruth Frady, sitting next to me, will be celebrating her 92nd birthday this week, and she still works 3 days a week at Highland Hospital.
So. Happy birthday.
Debbie DeCero, I don't know the family, but please pray for the little people that were hit by the car on Lyle Avenue. They say they're going to survive, but who
Definitely.
Knows? So please keep them in your prayers. Anytime you have a thought of them, pray for them. Thank you.
Amen. We will do that. Let us continue our time of prayer. Open our eyes, Lord, and help us to see the places where we fall short of the measure you have laid down for us. Quiet our anxieties, Lord, and help us to hear one another rather than jump to our own fear-based conclusions, and season our conversations with mercy and with grace. Strengthen us to stand firm in the place of opposition when we are responding to your will, that we may not fail you or those whose voices need to be heard, because the voices of the oppressor are louder. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to hear your words of warning and calls to repentance. Teach us what it means to live according to your rule of love, that your children everywhere may know the companionship of Christ embodied by your people, empowered by the Spirit, emboldened in our words and in our deeds. Hear the prayers offered here in this community and those in the depths each of our hearts, and hear our words now as we share together the words your Son Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us continue our time of worship as we receive the morning offering.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Thank you, God, for coming to us as a neighbor, a stranger, an immigrant, for healing our wounds and carrying us to safety so that we might love you with all of our hearts, soul, mind, and welcome the stranger, for loving us, for loving our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.
my neighbor, seeing our neighbor in all who we meet, go with the love of God and the grace and forgiveness of Jesus Christ in your hearts and the courage that comes from the Holy Spirit to live God's love in this world now and always. Alleluia. Amen.
We're going to do a song that comes from the 1860s. It's a spiritual. What we did a little different was we're going to do it in a Stray Cat style from band from the 80s. Hope you like it.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Who's that yonder dressed in red? Wade in the water, must be the children that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Who's that yonder dressed in white? Wade in the water, must be the children of the Israelites. And God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Dressed in blue, wade in the water, must be the children that's coming through. God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the water,
wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. You don't believe that I've been redeemed. Wait in the water. Just see the Holy Ghost searching for me. God's gonna trouble the water.
Wait in the water.
Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Guys.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for having us here to visit you in worship.